The new indictment over Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election suddenly brings his conduct around the Capitol attack back to the fore of this year's intensifying race for the White House. The slimmed-down indictment, from 45 pages to 36 pages, still alleges Trump engaged in a conspiracy to hold on to power, and it comes in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling that presidents have broad immunity for official acts. It removed all the allegations concerning Trump's attempts to pressure the Justice Department into supporting his false claims that the election was rigged.
There's the CBS News report about the new Jack Smith indictments that came out yesterday, and we want to get our friend Mike Davis back on the show to tell us exactly what's going on with the latest installment in lawfare against the former president and current nominee for the Republican side of the aisle for president of the United States. He's the founder and president of the Article 3 Project. Mike Davis is here with us again. Mike, welcome back. It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me back on.
Yeah, of course. Give us the lay of the land of what this re-indictment means against Donald Trump from Jack Smith.
This is a desperate move by Biden and Kamala and Merrick Garland and Jack Smith to try to take out President Trump through this lawfare, this last ditch effort to take out Trump with lawfare and election interference, because they fear Trump's going to beat Kamala like a drum on November 5th, 2024. And the polling is not good for Kamala. She did not get her post-convention bounce that she was supposed to get. Trump stole that bounce when he got RFK Jr.'s endorsement and then Tulsi Gabbard's endorsement. So Trump is the uniter, bringing in high-profile Democrats into his movement, and Kamala is the divider, and they're desperate. And that's, you're seeing the desperation with Jack Smith's superseding indictment. He is ignoring, and Merrick Garland, who had to personally sign off on this, they are ignoring the Supreme Court's recent monumental decisions in the Fisher case, where the Supreme Court clearly held that the Biden-Kamala Justice Department illegally contorted, politicized, weaponized a post-Enron obstruction of justice statute to go after corporate fraud that they deployed against their political enemies after January 6th. That two of those four counts in Jack Smith's original indictment against Trump included 18 U.S.C. 1512, this corporate fraud statute. After the Supreme Court's Fisher ruling, Jack Smith superseded his indictment, and they're still in there. They still have these two counts under 18 U.S.C. 1512 that the Supreme Court says that you can't use, right? So it's obvious that Jack Smith and Merrick Garland and Biden and Kamala are ignoring the Supreme Court's Fisher decision. They're also ignoring the Supreme Court's presidential immunity decision, where the Supreme Court made very, very clear you cannot charge a president of the United States, any president, for his official acts as the president, including the outer perimeter of his official acts, which is an extension of a civil case, the Nixon case from 40 years ago. And they did that in this indictment. This indictment specifically includes President Trump's discussions with his vice president that the Supreme Court said was presumptively immune. So look, there's no chance this case will get tried before the election. But I think what Jack Smith is trying to do is get a mini trial, an evidentiary hearing in front of D.C. Obama judge Tanya Shuckin, this partisan operative in a robe, to keep Trump trapped in a courtroom between now and the election instead of a campaign trail. It's going to backfire, like I've been predicting for 2 years of this lawfare. It's going to help Trump. It's going to actually make it where Trump beats Kamala even more handily than we thought.
We're speaking with Mike Davis, the founder and president of the Article 3 Project. You can go to article3project.org to learn more about his efforts. Mike Davis, so when I am thinking back to, let's say, 2016, October, end of October of 2016, and listening to James Comey and the way he talked about, you know, the emails that existed and the different things that maybe could have been looked into more, but they didn't because it'd be election interference and they didn't want the justice system to get in the midst of pushing the election one way or the other. And now we have the Justice Department prosecuting a nominee for election interference in a time where I feel like it would be election interference themselves for the actions that they're taking. I mean, it's like kind of like an inception thing going on here.
So Merrick Garland and Jack Smith, with Biden and Kamala's blessing, waited 30 months to bring these original charges against Trump. And then the Supreme Court just ruled in June on Fisher and presidential immunity. We are, within almost 70 days of the November 5th election. Early voting starts in just a couple weeks. Jack Smith could have waited until after the election to bring this superseding indictment. It's very clear that he brought this superseding indictment for the purpose of interfering in the 2024 election. They know that Kamala is not performing where she needs to be right now after her convention. And so, voila, Jack Smith, this political Scud missile, comes out of nowhere to launch this Scud missile against Trump. This is the same Jack Smith who was deployed during the Obama administration to go after former governor Bob McDonnell from Virginia, a likely presidential or vice presidential contender in 2016. Jack Smith used a bogus legal theory of corruption to take out Bob McDonnell. He got a criminal conviction. That conviction was overturned 8-0 by the Supreme Court of the United States. It would have been 9-0, but Justice Scalia passed away. But Jack Smith did what he was set out to do, which is to destroy Bob McDonnell politically for 2016. And it didn't matter that he got reversed several years later by the Supreme Court. That was the same play that they're trying to, that is the same play that they're trying to do here. Their goal is to destroy Trump before the November 5th election this year. And they know that the Supreme Court is not going to uphold any conviction on this case. They know it. It is a bogus case on so many different levels. But the fact that they're blatantly ignoring the Supreme Court's Fisher decision and presidential immunity decision from just several months ago is pretty telling.
Mike Davis speaking with us right now with the Article 3 Project. If I think about the legal challenges that Donald Trump has had to face in the last year or so, it's been a pretty dramatic amount of time, this timeline where he has had all of these legal challenges thrown at him. Every time that they have been elevated to the Supreme Court, it seems as though, save one in Manhattan, Donald Trump has really stuck the landing and ended up almost for the better with the lawfare, the legal concerns that are being used only for the purpose of politics. But they did get their convicted felon moniker for Donald Trump. I want to know what your assessment is of the efforts being made by this Justice Department to use lawfare to win an election. Do you think that the convicted felon is enough victory for them to have made the impact they want? Or do you think that Donald Trump is really benefiting from the legal challenges that have been thrown his way?
Trump, look, at the Article 3 Project, we have turned lemons into lemonade. We've done over 4,000 media hits since the Mar-a-Lago raid, since this started. And we have changed the politics of this, where the Democrats thought that this lawfare would destroy Trump. They thought a criminal conviction would destroy Trump. And we've changed the politics, which makes it easier for these judges, including on the Supreme Court, to follow the law. And the American people understand, after our efforts at the Article 3 Project over the last 2 years, that this is lawfare. This is election interference. These are bogus cases. And the people who pretend like they want democracy, they're protecting democracy, are sure doing a funny job of protecting democracy. They disenfranchised 15 million Democrat primary voters for Biden and installed Kamala Harris in a bloodless coup who's never won a Democrat primary vote in her life. And then they tried to bankrupt Trump with a bogus fraud case in New York. They've tried to throw him in prison for the rest of his life with these bogus criminal cases, four bogus criminal cases. They're still trying to do it. Jack Smith is the Freddy Krueger of politics. He's been legally killed 5 times and he keeps coming back, right? You know, his ears are cut off and he's bleeding, but he's back. And so then they're trying to throw him in prison. They tried to take him off the ballot in Colorado and Maine. The Supreme Court stepped in and stopped them. So what did Biden and Kamala, Democrats, do? They're trying to destroy the Supreme Court that got in their way. And then Biden and Kamala intentionally underfunded Trump's Secret Service protection, denied several requests from Trump's career Secret Service detail. And then Biden said to put a bullseye on Trump after they said Trump is an existential threat to democracy, a Hitler who has to be stopped at all costs. What the hell did they think was going to happen? And we saw what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. Look, they can't stop Trump. This is he's unstoppable. The American people understand that they get to pick the next president, not these Biden and Kamala Democrat prosecutors and judges and witness and other operatives and these Democrat hellholes of New York, D.C., and Atlanta. This all backfired, and now this is their last desperate attempt with this corrupt judge Juan Merchan in New York. They want to throw Trump in prison. I just, you know, politically, selfishly, I say do it. Put him in prison for an hour. The Supreme Court of the United States will step in immediately and stop them. They'll turn Trump into a legend, Nelson Mandela, and then he's going to be absolutely unstoppable. He'll win in a complete landslide.
Mike Davis speaking with us right now. Before we let you go, you've really laid out what the apparatus right now, the bureaucracy and the Justice Department is doing to try to preserve themselves, truthfully. When Donald Trump gets elected, should he be elected, and you have a lot of confidence that he will be, what is the Trump administration need to do to rectify this situation so that no Republican, Democrat, independent, no American ever needs to feel like they're on the wrong side of politics, therefore they will be on an opposite side of justice?
Retribution is a key part of justice, and it's a key deterrent, and it's also good for the victims to have retribution. And I think there needs to be retribution, and it needs to be for the real crimes by Biden and Kamala Democrats, where they have politicized, going back to Obama, politicized and weaponized our intel agencies and our law enforcement at the federal level and all these different states like New York AG's office, the Manhattan DA's office, the Fulton County DA's office, the DC U.S. Attorney's office. They have politicized and weaponized our legal system and our intel agencies to go after Trump, his top aides like Steve Bannon, who's in prison, Peter Navarro, who went to prison, his lawyers like John Eastman, Jeff Clark, Rudy Giuliani, his supporters on January 6th, who the Supreme Court essentially said were politically persecuted in the Fisher decision. There needs to be serious legal, political, and financial consequences so this never happens again. So I would say to these Biden and Kamala prosecutors and judges and lawyers and other operatives, lawyer up, because justice is coming. And as you guys like to say, nobody's above the law.
Mike Davis, we love having you on the show, and we look forward to having you back again soon. 69 days until the election. It's going to be incredibly consequential. And with a fair election, I think you're right. Donald Trump's going to win. We'll wait and see.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mike Davis with the Article 3 Project. He is their founder and president. Check them out online at article3project.org. That's the number 3, article3project.org. We're going to take a quick break. Wiggins America in studio. When we come back, looking forward to having a chat with Ryan when he comes in here. In the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to speak with DeRoy Murdoch as well. And he's going to react to the RFK Jr. endorsement of Donald Trump. And I think he's got something to say about the way his family embraced. No, they didn't embrace him. They didn't embrace him at all. They kind of gave him the boot again. DeRoy Murdoch at 1 o'clock, but Ryan Wiggins next. Don't go away.